this very story we're talking about has never gone away because descendants of these people, the Burkharts,
oh yeah,
Marvin's stepson, the Bill Hales, and all, they're all living around here.
Or they live in Tahlequah, or they live in different parts of Oklahoma. I've got to tell you one thing that really struck me while this has been going on. I learned a lot myself, not being from the Gray Horse District. But one of the people that are direct descendants of this situation, and I can't remember if she said this at a meeting or if it was in David Grand's book, I can't remember, but I just thought of something that really impacted me, is that she said, when I look around at all the other Osages during the ceremonies we have, dances in the summer or large gatherings, she said, I can't help but feel upset and sad that my family is not large like many others, because my family should have been large like the others. And I thought, I never looked at it from that point of view.
Yeah.
But for that's the suffering they do today.
The uncles and the cousins they would have had.
Yeah, aunts and all, they were all killed, murdered. And to this day, when we get our ceremonies, we take pride in our extended family systems. I never looked at it that way. I never heard of that before.
Yeah.
That's powerful stuff.
It is very powerful.
And half of our population doesn't even live in Oklahoma, even. They've left.
Florida, California.
California and Texas, primarily. But in the 1920s, a lot of people got out of here. And then during the Great Depression, during the 30s, when everything fell flat, a lot of the families said, well, you know, Cousin Joe or Aunt Mary, they're living in San Diego or someplace no one's ever heard of called Oceanside, and at the time, or La Jolla at the time. They all moved as a result of an economic opportunity. So many of our people moved away. But they are Osage, and they think, I need to get a benefit from this casino money. So we put a health card together. We put scholarship programs together. And that's where we, right off the top, burial assistance. So we do that. So we have a balancing that we have to do here because all of this that you see right here belongs to all 25,000 Osages. We are building a relatively small casino compared to the other tribes. It has 40-some, almost 50 rooms. And it's here on the east side of town. Now, right now, our casino here in the tribal capital is a couple of double-wide trailers. And it's been that way for many years because we didn't have the confidence in the stream of commerce coming through. But based on Reed Drummond's traffic on the Pioneer Woman down here, which has been a phenomena the last 5 years or so, and this movie, we felt confident enough to invest a substantial amount into that hotel and the casino. And it's one small area where we can try to welcome people here, but they're going to want to go to Gray Horse. And
why? Tell us.
That's why the book and the movie, you're going to see that's where all this Gray Horse and Fairfax is taking place.
Yeah.
I tell you, we had a couple of years ago, more and more people from out of wherever visiting and going to the graveyards, and especially the one at Gray Horse Village, where Molly and the sisters and others are buried. And the community there made a good decision and said, we need new fencing and a gate, an automatic gate. And we did that from the nation to that community. And that community controls the gate. But it was becoming a tourist attraction and the community said, this is a graveyard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're reacting now instead of planning short term. We have long term plans, but short term for the Gray Horse, Fairfax, if you travel over there, you'll see there's a lot we can do, like rebuilding that train station. That we can do that, but it should be coordinated with other activities that the community needs to do.
And how many miles are they from here?
It's about 25 miles, yeah. 30 miles. The communities are just a few miles apart.
But Pawhuska will be hit too, just as big.
It is now. And right. What we want to do is assist the town of Gray Horse and well, it's not a town, it's a village, ceremonial area as well. And there's some people live there. But we want to assist that community and the town, which is just a few miles away, which is portrayed in the movie. This is Fairfax. That's the town. But it's filmed right here in Pawhuska.
Yeah, but we should say some scenes were filmed in Tulsa.
Well, some scenes were filmed in Fairfax, not very many.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. But we got most of the movie filmed here. Right downtown, and then just west of here, there's a house where some ceremonies take place, and then right east near Bartlesville, there's an area they filmed, and then one day they just all magically left. It was just, and some of the Osages that were involved day to day were a little bit dazed. I was talking.
I mean, these were walk-ons and
extras.
Part of the film.
A lot of people. A lot of the Osages were hired as costume makers. So we had all that going on. So that's another aspect. Not only our language, but our clothing is authentic, and you'll see a lot of our people's work there. Makeup. The cinematography, there are some students. I know two young men in their 20s that graduated from, I guess, film school in different parts of the country. Part of that 12,500 that moved away, they're here. They came back and they got to work under world-class cinematographers and get behind the camera and just be there with the directors. I saw that happening. That's very happy moments for me to see all our Osage people as extras, working behind the scenes, all that. So, but one day they were just gone, and then my senior advisor was here, and he was down there every day. He's passed away a couple months ago, but.
Who is this, your senior
advisor? John Williams.
Okay.
So we have so many people saying, oh, yeah, you know, Osage do it this way, Osage do it that way, and which is true. We're diverse people. And so I asked John Williams, I said, you know, you're a Vietnam veteran, Green Beret, combat medic, plus your former drum keeper. You're a senior advisor nowadays at the Gray Horse ceremonies. You're the guy that needs to be sitting down there making sure things are going to be authentic. So Chad Renfro dealt with Apple on the business side. John Williams, he went down there and dealt with, well, we don't really do that way, or we do it this way. So he was down there every day. And when they just left after months of shooting, he was a little bit dazed. He has an office right next to mine here. He did. I asked Marianne Bauer, the producer, I said, you know, these Osages, some of them are walking around here. There's some of them are just kind of like, what happened? Where'd that world go that you all set up dirt streets and, you know, the facades and those buildings? One of her assistants said, that is a pretty normal situation where all of a sudden it just is gone. It's normal for people to come out into this world a little bit where have I been for the last 8 months?